Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a $10 a month tax to clean up drinking water in low-income and rural areas. Phil, where did this proposal come from?
Well, it's been around for a while, Patty. The Central Valley and the Mojave area have had a long time problem with clean drinking water. There's estimated about 360,000 people in Stanislaus, San Joaquin counties and other central counties. Water's just gone bad, and it's gone bad for a number of reasons, including agriculture. The heavy use of fertilizing stuff has just turned it into where they have to use bottled water or boil water, bring it in. So the question is how to take care of that. And one of the ideas is a mega-million-dollar sort of clean water drive. But you got to fund it. You got to pay for it. And Gavin Newsom is proposing adding $10 to all of our water bills so that we collectively pay for it, that we all help pitch in and pay for it. Whether or not the mood in Sacramento and the mood among the public is going to be to give everybody clean drinking water in the state remains to be seen, but it is a crisis, and this is one that Gavin is his normal way of saying it's not just an environmental one, it's a justice one, it's a human crisis, and we've all got to band together and fix it.
Phil, I understand that there is a competing proposal. Senator Anna Caballero, who's also a Democrat, wants to use money from the state's multi-billion-dollar surplus and create a trust fund to pay for the water improvements. Will this be a valid competition for how this money is doled out?
Oh, yeah. Look, this is Gavin's opening foray into this. And it's not the first time that it's been tried. Last year, it was tried. Now, get this. He's talking about $10 a month added to your water bills. Last year, there was a proposal that was just going to put 95 cents on it. And it fell short. It died in committee as part of the budget compromise because people said, look, why are we in San Francisco paying for clean water in the Central Valley? I mean, that, and you say, well, it's a justice issue. They don't have money down there. These are poor communities, so we should all pitch in. And somebody said, hey, well, what about the agricultural interests who own the water rights down there, too, and contributed to the problem? Well, they were going to put in about $30 million. Our take, a portion of it, would be about $110 million a year. Well, lawmakers and a lot of water people said, no, that's just not fair. Have them pay more. We're not comfortable with doing this and passing it on to our customers. I don't know if the $10 one's going to fly, and I don't know if there's enough money in that one-time set-aside. Because that's how you deal with things. You have one-time money that you can do to try to fix a problem, but if it's an ongoing problem, you need an ongoing, well, flow of money. And that would be you, me, and Patty, and everybody else listening that pays the water bills.
It'll be interesting to see if this will have the support of Democrats.
Well, the last one didn't have the support of enough Democrats or even Republicans who represent the districts. They weren't happy with the idea of being taxed, and the Democrats were saying, look, let's have ag, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry, kick in more, and not just 30%. Maybe they should be paying 60%. So, Patty, it's a lot of different people are saying, okay, we've got a problem. We acknowledge that, but who pays for it and who cleans it up? And remember that this tax, it goes on. The question is, okay, is it going to be for 5 years, 10 years, or is it forever? And, you know, we are seeing our bills with various fees and things added on to them to take care of problems, and they just go on forever, and people are saying, hey, now what's next after this? The tunnel south? What are we going to do here? It's going to be interesting to see if Gavin can take what he's aspires to do, us all be our brother's keeper, and how much he can actually implement in the next year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.